fears of a double dip recession.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Global stocks are down this morning after a plummet on Wall Street yesterday. It seems that bad jobs news and poor manufacturing numbers are causing investors to wonder if we've hit a soft patch or, worse yet, that we're entering a double dip recession. David Kelly is chief market strategist with JP Morgan Funds, and he's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, why such a drop in confidence yesterday, David? I can't imagine that it was just that one bad jobs report.
No, we've had a drip, drip, drip of bad economic news for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I think the jobs report and the ISM report yesterday, those big reports along with weak vehicle sales were really the final straw. And I think people decide to sell now and ask questions later.
A lot of economists are pointing to the impact of both the earthquake in Japan and also the European debt crisis, both obviously concerning in the near term. But are they really long-term problems?
Well, I think the European debt crisis may be a longer-term problem, but I don't think that's really affecting the numbers. The Japanese issue is a problem, but it's pretty hard to quantify. And I think that there's more weakness in the economy than just the Japanese issue. I mean, you can't blame Japan for our weak housing market, and we certainly are
right.
Still seeing a weak housing market.
And what about the uncertainty over what happens next in Washington, both when it comes to the debt ceiling and also what happens when the Fed stops buying bonds?
Well, on the debt ceiling, it certainly doesn't help. I mean, we really do need to see some adult behavior in Washington with regard to this issue. But there is a lot of uncertainty. There's uncertainty about the debt ceiling. There's uncertainty about the end of QE2. And, you know, right now we've got a deficit of good economic news and a surplus of uncertainty. Hopefully later on the year this will turn around. I think we will see stronger economic growth. But for right now, investors are justifiably nervous.
And when you talk about QE2, David, you are not talking about the ship that crosses the Atlantic, but the quantitative easing bond buying program
right.
from the Fed. Well, thanks so much, David Kelly.
Sure.
Well, as David just said, one of the things that's been worrying to global investors in recent weeks and months has been the debt crisis in Europe, and it just got worse. Last night, the ratings agency Moody's cut Greece's credit rating again and now says the country has a 50% chance of defaulting on its debt in the next 5 years. Let's bring in our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, to help explain some of the terms that are being thrown around in this debt debate. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, why, Chris, if we miss a payment on the national debt, are we defaulting? Can't we just have a late payment?
Well, you could, but look, you've broken the terms of the loan. But the real question is, what's the context? If you miss a payment on your mortgage or the rent, you just write a check the next month, pay a fee, no big deal.
Right.
But what if you're Greece and your debt is 150% of the economy? It's on its way to 160% of the economy. And most investors believe they can't continue to make those payments. Default becomes serious.
So they think that you just won't be able to make any future payments if you can't make one.
Under the current terms of the loans.
Well, what about restructuring debt? That gets talked about a lot. What does that mean?
Well, this is the important subject because that means they can't make their payments under the current loans. Let's change the terms of those loans. So one way you can change the terms of the loans is say you can owe us less. All right, we just will reduce the interest rate. We'll reduce the overall amount that you owe us. That's a restructuring. You could also change the terms of the loan by extending the length of the loan. Think about a student loan. Mm-hmm. You have a 10-year repayment. You run into trouble. You extend that out to 20 years. You lower your monthly bill at the cost of increasing the overall price of the loan over time. But that's a restructuring. That's also on the table.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks for clearing it all up for us.
Well, thanks a lot, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Well, stocks are down as much as about 1.5% in overseas trading this morning, down about 0.9% at the moment in London. As we said, it was a hard landing on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow dropped 279 points, its biggest point drop in a year, to close at 12,290. You know what's up, though? Ticket prices at Southwest Airlines. They've jumped 39% in 5 years, compared with an industry average increase of just 10%. Southwest blames the rise on high fuel prices and says it still considers itself the low-fare leader.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
Later this morning, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will ditch the famous food pyramid in favor of what it's calling a new healthy eating icon. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Adrian Hill reports.
Ask most any public health expert what they think of the decision to retire the food pyramid, and you'll probably get an answer like this.
I think that's a great idea. There's been a very controversial, the pyramid's been very controversial.
Nadi Agrawal is a professor at the Kellogg School of Management. She thinks the new icon should give people visual cues about how to eat well and leave out the sweets and fats that sat on top of the old pyramid. Sarah Bleich from the Bloomberg School of Public Health says the new icon should also be easy to understand.
Americans have very low nutritional literacy, so I think you have to keep the messages as simple as possible.
The new icon is reported to be very simple, a plate shape divided into sections for the different food groups. Bleich thinks it could be a better way to encourage healthy eating, but doubts it'll escape controversy. She says telling people what to eat is almost always contentious. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, the results are in, and a new survey called the Global Happiness Index says China is the happiest place on Earth. North Korea is a close second, scoring 98 out of 100 in the survey. Cuba, Iran, and Venezuela round out the top five. As for the United States, well, we didn't do so well in this survey. We came in dead last out of 203 countries. If you want more details on the survey, you are just going to have to ask the North Korean researchers yourself. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines. At Marketplace, we believe it can be lots of things like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
So whether you need news or the numbers or a good laugh, join us for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.